This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can check us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 on your FM dial. You can also listen to us via the Odyssey app. That's free. Download it if you haven't already. You can take us on the go all across the country. You can use the rewind feature. It's great. And of course, you can watch us on Monumental Sports. The Monumental Sports Network are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, May 30th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
What's up?
What's up, Bish Bucks?
Happy Friday to everybody.
Ready to hit a parlay?
Sure.
We will be shooting for one.
Sure, we will.
I'll try and do
a little
my
bit
part.
Later in the show.
Try and do my part.
Cakesy's here too.
What's up? Good morning.
How was your nap yesterday post Metallica concert?
It's pretty good. I don't think it was like drab length level nap. But it was a good hour and 20 minutes. It was solid. It was good.
That's a good nap.
Especially considering I didn't get to sleep then until about 10. I think I went 9:30, 10 last night.
That's
later,
not bad.
Later than projected. Projections were 8:45 to 9. Yep. Had to push that a little bit.
Yep.
So here we are.
What time was the midday nap?
It was a little bit after 1. It was like 1:20 till about 2:45-ish.
Now, you said you took out the earplugs
for
the Metallica concert.
I did.
When you were doing the show, your ears were still ringing to some extent.
Yeah, but they ring
all
the time.
When does that go away?
It doesn't go away.
I know you have the tinnitus.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't go away. There's only varying degrees of it.
Has it lessened?
It's back to about normal. I'm at my normal little... Just in the back of my brain. It's something I have to live with now, until I ultimately lose all of my hearing, and then I learn ASL. I learn American Sign Language, and hope I can still communicate with people. There you have it. Pretty fun outlook.
I can give you a tip on if you're having a problem falling asleep.
Yes. What do I need to watch or listen to?
Graduation speeches.
Oh well, yeah, just put them right into my brain.
Oh yeah,
put
that's right. Off. You had the graduation.
Just give
yesterday.
Them right into here.
How long was the graduation?
The graduation was over 2 hours.
Yeah,
it was at UMBC.
Mm-hmm.
I've only been to that campus. I think this was the second time.
Yeah,
when Isabella was 3 or 4, she was doing cheer or dance, and had some sort of competition out there.
I've been there a few times. It's a very unremarkable campus.
Yes.
From what I remember.
It reminds me of, we grew up close to Prince George's Community College.
Yes.
Kind of reminds me of that campus.
Yeah, like that on steroids, probably. Like
yeah.
Just a bigger footprint.
Maybe a little bit bigger. It was a lot of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
They said the graduation started at 2. They said get there by 12:45 to 1,
mm-hmm.
and then right when you hit the exit, it was just this long line of cars.
You know, it's
and then
hundreds
going
of,
in to
hundreds
park.
Of families lining up to go right. watch the same thing.
And then to go in there, like, God bless these school board members and whoever the heck they are, but why are we introducing them all?
You mean the people that when you go to vote, you look, there's like 8 of them,
yep.
and it's like, vote for 4 or vote for 5, and then it's just... It's you're throwing darts. It's dart practice.
I don't want to take
point.
Shots at anybody in particular. And I don't even remember anybody's names.
Yeah.
Whether they're the new principal, the old principal, whoever was given these speeches, they would start off in their introduction and they would name like 20 people you've never heard of.
I know.
I just
want to
thank so and so and so and so and the school board director and this and that. You're just like, get on with
this.
Here's
what it should be. It should be, here's who should speak. The speaker, the commencement speaker, and the principal. That's it.
Yeah.
Anybody else takes the stage? You gotta trim the fat.
Well, and then every kid.
That day's long enough.
Every kid that's on the student government.
Yeah.
Like the president, the vice president, the treasurer, they went up there.
And spoke?
Yeah, they would do some sort of intro.
That's where you have to say to people, everybody has lives. We can't spend 5 hours here. I understand it's an important milestone, okay? But let's not spend 4+ hours at a high school graduation.
Now, the bulk of it was when they're actually getting their diploma.
Yeah.
Here's the problem with my kid going to a big public school. Uh-huh. It takes forever.
Yeah, oh, sure.
I bet.
I actually felt bad. When I got there, I ran into a couple friends, and we sat together, and my buddy Sean, his son is also named Sean. Mm-hmm. Sean Taylor, actually.
Okay.
He's not the former Redskins legend.
Silly hitter.
And he's not the son.
Yeah.
His kid was out of over 500.
Mm-hmm.
He must have been named 525th.
Sure.
So you're waiting through all those names to get your, 15-second video.
Yeah, I don't know what's worse. I mean, my last name starts with an A, so my kids always get it first, but then I got to sit through all the letters.
Yeah, you do.
I don't think they did it alphabetically.
No? Okay. I have no idea.
I have no idea what system they had, but I don't think it was completely alphabetical. How many kids were in your kids' high school class?
Oh.
All our kids went to public schools. Magruder's a little smaller than Quince Orchard.
Yeah.
Quince Orchard was over 500.
I'm guessing four to 500.
Yeah, so you had the same.
Did you have any idea who the commencement speaker was? Any sort of Q rating for this person?
Okay. I'm a very, whatever the opposite of a helicopter dad is when it comes to school, that's what I am. It was the former principal. I didn't know her name.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not a great booking. The former principal.
Former.
She seemed to be very popular.
Okay.
She did a bit at one point because Quince Orchard is known for having a great football team. Mm-hmm. They call the home field the Cougar Dome.
Yeah.
And people wear their red and black.
Mm-hmm.
She did a bit where she was giving three pieces of advice.
Mm-hmm.
I only really remember one, which was the
I'm
third
shocked
one.
Shocked you remember any of them.
Which was be your authentic self.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how they taught. It's like that's the message that every public speaker these graduations.
Be your authentic
wants to
self.
Send over.
She stopped. And then she got a little bit of a crowd pop because she got her Quince Orchard hat that she would wear to a football game. I think maybe she put on some Jordans.
Yeah, she knew how to play to the crowd. Okay, I'll give her that.
But they were just way too long.
Yeah.
And it's a great moment for your kid in a way. When people say congratulations, even my son, if your kid doesn't graduate high school, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, congratulations.
It's fine. But it's expected.
Right. Correct.
It's expected.
Correct.
It's expected to graduate high school.
But it's another stage of life.
I get emotional mostly thinking about the family members that have been there to see him grow up that aren't there anymore. That's the biggest
one.
Like my mom. Now, my dad did see Dylan for a few months. He passed away the year Dylan was born. It's actually the way that I always remember the year that my father passed away.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish my mom was there to see.
Of course.
See it. But, so it's cool.
I thought about that a ton 2 weekends ago when my daughter was graduating down in Blacksburg.
Yeah, because think how much your mom would have loved it.
My mom didn't see either of my daughters graduate college. And she didn't see Ava, my younger, graduate high school.
Right.
So, that definitely affected me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, as it should.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
But we got out of, is it Catonsville? Is it Arbutus?
Maybe.
No, I think it's Catonsville proper.
I took a
Well, how long was
I
the
took
total
a side
graduation?
Exit?
2.5 hours?
2.5 hours.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Maybe from 2 till 4, 4:15 was the graduation. But then just to even walk outside, and then you take your pictures is another half an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really graduation. It's all about the post-graduation picture.
It really is.
It's like you're enduring it.
Yeah.
Just so you can take your family picture.
Well, it's true. It's about them walking across the stage and getting, you know, calling a name and then the picture. Correct. Everything else you do without it.
But
2.5 hours, man, that's brutal.
My son wore the nubbiest shoes. I sent a picture to Farley.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have a ton of dress clothes, but he does have dress clothes. So he did wear nice slacks.
Mm-hmm.
But he wore his Brooks running shoes.
Oh, yeah, that's a terrible look.
Now, there were a bunch of kids that wore donkey stuff.
Yeah, but slacks and like...
He just chose comfort. He didn't care.
I guess he wanted his feet to be comfortable. I get that.
Yep.
But if you needed help, and it didn't sound like you needed help, post Metallica, take your nap. I could record some graduation speeches for you and send them
my way. I'll put them right next to my ringing ears, and I'll be asleep in five minutes.
Well, and here's the other thing about graduation. Especially when your kids are older and they're graduating from college, but we have friends whose kids are graduating from high school. I've got 3 parties on Saturday.
Oh.
And you got to give a financial gift to everyone. I'm going to go freaking poor. I've already given out.
You're going broke over there?
I've already given out probably, I don't know, $500.
Okay.
And I've got 3 more parties on Saturday, and I've got some more people I've got to give gifts to.
That sounds like another $300 to $500.
It's
right
probably going to be $1,500 at the end of the day, all in.
For what age?
Some high school, some college.
Yeah, I don't think you don't give college kids money.
Oh yeah, they do. Oh yeah,
I didn't get $1 graduating.
I probably didn't.
I don't think
either.
I did either. But I think times
have changed.
Might be different.
Times have changed, my friends.
I don't think I got any either. Yeah. That was pretty recent.
Yeah, Mike Maher wants some of that cash to come his way.
My daughter got this.
How much?
What?
Let me see this. Let me
Are
see
you
this.
Kidding me?
Let me see that number.
That's unreal.
That's absolutely
unreal.
For graduating college? Going back to college.
Actually, you know what?
Yeah, I might go get my master's.
It might be even a little bit more than that.
Really?
That's unbelievable.
Mike Maher, his head is spinning. Had his steam coming
out. Mike Maher's got to work 3 months
my
for that.
Oldest daughter, my oldest daughter, two years ago, she got about that same number.
Well, you guys had a big party, right?
No, we didn't. No.
You didn't even have a party?
Did not have. Well, we had one at school. Yeah, we had one at school, but we didn't have a party up here at home where all the family members and friends came to. Now, some are.
No, so it's just random people were sending money. I only believe that you give money if you go to a party. So if you're going to a party kids there, you got to bring an envelope.
Okay, yeah. We had some family members come down to Blacksburg for the graduation.
Okay, now they're bringing an envelope.
Now they, correct.
Hey, Valdez, no wonder Third Eye Blind wrote a song about it.
Graduate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm on tilt. I'm on tilt.
You can't go on.
Because you're thinking how long you have to work for that.
They got more.
No, I don't make that amount in 2 months.
That was an insane number.
That was a crazy number.
Yeah. It is nuts.
I'll tell you. I have to go home poor.
I have one family member. I'm not going to say who. I have one family member who totally hooked both my daughters.
Oh, well, that's
so the one family member's check is always 4 digits?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that's benefactor.
Valdez, honestly.
We have friends who were just sending a 50, 100, couple hundred bucks, you know, here and there. I mean, in the mail.
Valdez,
it's great.
Trust me. We all know I don't have many advanced degrees, but I have graduated a few times. There's no way that my total haul over all the years comes even close to that number that he wrote down.
No chance.
No way.
Times are changing, man. I'm telling you.
All right. Got to take a break.
Or maybe it's just a Loudoun County thing.
636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in on our I feel like now I got to throw a party so my kid can get some money. He's getting nothing.
Hell yeah, you do.
Anyway, number's 800-636-1067. You can text us on the Lido Pizza text line. It is a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. On the program today, Nikki Javala is going to check in. She covers the Commanders for ESPN.com and the Washington Post. We will talk to her coming up at 9. Kevin McCarthy on the movies. That's at 9:45. Plus, we have our Junkies Weekend Parlay at 7:45. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.